American businesses generated almost 250,000 new jobs last month. That report from the Labor Department today is another sign of improvement in the U.S. job market. The government also raised its estimate of the number of jobs created during March and April. The overall unemployment rate remained steady at 5.6%. Today's job creation numbers ought to be good news for President Bush as he runs for re-election, but so far at least, they seem to have done little to improve public perceptions of the economy or of the president's performance. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Each time there's been good news about the economy, President Bush and his cabinet have rushed to the microphones to take credit for it. 2 weeks ago, the president talked about the improving job market in his weekly radio address.
These gains are the result of the hard work of Americans and a pro-growth, pro-jobs agenda that begins with tax relief. When we let the American people keep more of what they earn and save, they put that money to good use.
But despite the president's best efforts, the message that the economy is doing well doesn't seem to be getting through to a lot of voters, people like retired Pennsylvania airline worker Peggy Vespy.
I don't think that the job market is as promising as a lot of people have tried to make it out to be. Within the last 3.5 to 4 years, I know 4 people who have lost their jobs because of the economy.
That sentiment is borne out by the polls. Frank Newport, the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll, says that when voters these days are asked whether this is a good time to look for a quality job, well over half of them say no.
The real indicators of the economy, that is, as put out by official government statistics and what have you, have been improving, but almost conversely, almost obversely, almost in mirror image-like, the public's rating of the economy in general this year has come down.
Newport says the pessimism is reflected in President Bush's poll numbers. Only 41% of the public approves of the way the president is handling the economy. Newport says the best that can be said about that number is that it's a lot better than the president's father was doing at a similar point in 1992. The president's low numbers in the face of strong economic data can be explained several ways. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Economy.com, says that while things have gotten better lately, the overall job market remains soft, and many people have left the labor force altogether.
The number of jobs today is still 1.5 million shy of the number of jobs that were out there when the president took office. The job market is improving, but it has a long way to go before we get back to where we even were at the start of his presidency.
Zandi says the problem is especially bad in such important battleground states as Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Another big problem for the president is that the good news about the economy is being overshadowed by bad news about the war and rising gas prices. To Kathleen Hall Jamison of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, voters' understanding of the economy may be changing as well. She says since the Clinton years, people have been less inclined to give the president full credit when the economy improves.
In the process of the big tech run-up of the 90s and the surge of the economy out of that sector, the public learned something important about the way in which external forces are at play.
For Bush's Democratic challenger, John Kerry, the improving economy presents both an opportunity and a trap. In the past, he's frequently criticized the president for the weak job market. Today, he makes a more nuanced attack. People may be finding jobs, he says, but the deck is stacked against them anyway.
As health care goes up 49%, as gasoline prices go up, as tuitions go up 35% the last years, the wages of average Americans are either frozen or going backwards.
But that message is not likely to resonate with many voters if the economy keeps improving. In that sense, both candidates are trying to run out the clock. Most analysts say it usually takes a while for changes in the economy to really filter into voters' consciousness. In 1992, many Republicans complained that the recession was long over when voters tossed the president out of office. The question for the current president is whether voters will feel better about the economy any faster this time. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.